Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life, brought to you by Gamer Goo. My name is Mark Turcotte, and I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. Hopefully you're having a good day so far, and you know, I gotta be honest, I was sitting down for today's show, trying to figure out what we were gonna be talking about, and honestly, there's not really a ton happening right now. So today's show might be a little bit shorter than normal, but I am gonna tell you some of the things that I've been getting through right now, and more specifically, the second Star Wars The High Republic book that I've been reading, although it's not necessarily a big novel like Light of the Jedi. But before we get to that, as always, a little bit of housekeeping. Don't forget, you can always follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, at M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. So I am right now about halfway through A Test of Courage, which is the junior novel that was written by Justina Ireland. And this book, it's only, I think it's listed as 240 pages. I don't even think it's that long. It seems to be just a little over 200 pages. And it's about half the size of a typical book, even in half the size of Light of the Jedi. And when I say half the size, I'm not talking page count. I'm literally talking about the book. It's like a little tiny, it's almost the size of a CD case, maybe a little bit bigger than that. It's tiny, very small. But this book, of course, was for the age range of, I want to say like 8 to 12 year olds, I think is what they consider these junior novels. So it's not even like a young adult novel. But I got to be honest, I will say, kind of getting in and reading it, I originally thought about kind of offering it to my daughter to read it. And, you know, she still probably would, but I think she would lose interest kind of early on, because me reading it, knowing the backstory of things that happened in Light of the Jedi, knowing this world of Star Wars, you know, this High Republic era, I can jump in, and a lot of the little, you know, places and locations that are being referenced in there, I understand, where I can't imagine an 8 or 9 year old jumping into this. They'll have no clue what's happening with some of the references to those things. Now, with that said, the story essentially follows a young Jedi, a Padawan, who are basically being tasked with protecting this other young kid. I mean, they're all, I think the Jedi Knight is 16. It's supposed to be like the youngest Jedi Knight ever. Her name is, Vernestra Roe. And, you know, she kind of ends up, she's on the ship trying to protect this young, I don't know if she's, I forget what she is. She's almost like a part of the government, like a government's child or something. Big explosion happens on a ship, and then that kind of leads them on this adventure. And that's really what this story is. It doesn't really push the narrative of the High Republic forward at all, really. It just seems like this book is more just, hey, here's a fun Jedi adventure in the world of the High Republic, which is fine, I think, for what it is, right? I mean, for being a junior novel that's not, you know, going to be widely read by people like, you know, they're deep into the High Republic. I mean, someone like me probably, you know, I know even some of the Discord members are into, you know, just getting every piece of this High Republic content that we can. But if you're just kind of the average adult Star Wars fan, you may not be searching out these books. And I think you'd be fine doing that. You know, I wanted to get in as much as I can in this to kind of understand it. But this book, like I said, it's more just a Jedi adventure. This adventure could take place, so far from what I've read, in Old Republic era. It could take place in prequel era. It could take place in whatever you want to say, Skywalker era, you know, kind of Empire era, or even First Order era, and it wouldn't matter. Like, the only difference is that you have multiple Jedi and that the council is kind of strong. So I guess you really couldn't have it maybe in the sequel trilogy era, because we know we don't have tons of Jedi and all that there. But other than that, you know, it's just this fun kind of youthful adventure with lightsabers and Jedi, which is cool. I mean, right? That's fun. I mean, that I think is kind of neat about it. But it's a quick read. I mean, I'm about halfway right now. And I mean, I've only had like 2 sittings of it. I mean, you're tearing through it. I mean, reading 2 pages, probably 2 to 2.5 pages is equal to 1 page of Light of the Jedi. I mean, that's, again, how tiny this book is. But I'm a little lost at how a younger person, I just don't think they would get something out of it. Like, I think it would be very confusing. But, you know, hey, maybe I'm thinking kids aren't, you know, as smart as they are. I mean, I believe me, I know my kids are super smart. I mean, I look at some of the math and that my kids do, and they're they've been doing stuff for years that I wasn't doing, you know, until high school, and you kind of think about it. But I don't know. It's just kind of interesting that, you know, the writing style didn't really change that much for this book outside of what I was reading in Light of the Jedi. And yet this is really supposed to be the junior novel. So it just kind of had me kind of scratching my head. But hey, you know, I bet you had, now that we got some High Republic content out there, you know, maybe this is a start, and maybe there will be a lot of kids who will read this and suddenly want to know everything they can about the High Republic, which almost had me questioning, and I think I might have mentioned it when we were talking about Light of the Jedi, kind of with my review, is like, I almost wish there was like an animated series, because I think then this book would make more sense, you know, to that young audience, and probably would sell more. You know, I think that if kids saw a cartoon, you know, like a, what is it, Star Wars? I mean, maybe Rebels, but, you know, what's the other one? I can't believe I can't think of it. The other one that's on TV right now where they're at, like, the racing school and all that. If they did that Resistance, Star Wars Resistance, if they did a show like that, that was on, that was High Republic, that maybe even featured these characters, which, hey, maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's what this book is. This book is an introduction, and they're going to do that. I think that would be more in their favor to do so, because I think then you would have kids then that would be obviously seeing this High Republic era content, learning about the characters. Then you would, of course, have adults like myself and many of you out there also watching the show, following along, just wanting as much Star Wars as we can. It'd be interesting. And so I'm almost guessing that they may do that, because I would love to know the success of this book amongst the intended audience, you know, not amongst myself, the fans, you know, the hardcore Star Wars fans, adult fans. And I don't know if there's really any way to actually test that, you know, or gauge that, just because I buy the book, I could have been very well buying it for my daughter, you know, yet I'm not, and I'm the one reading it. So it's kind of funny. I wish there was a way to know, like, how impressionable has this book been on the intended audience of 8 to 12 year olds? I don't think there's any way to gauge that, but I bet if they had a television series, it would really, really, you know, be good. Or hell, even just put out like a 90-minute movie or something, like an animated movie, rather than make whatever, 15, 16 episode, animated episodes, make what is essentially 4 episode length, but it's just a you know, kind of a one-shot movie on Disney Plus. I would love, hey, what am I saying here? I just want some High Republic content. Some either live action or animated High Republic content, because I'm loving this era. I think that's ultimately what my what my plan is. That's all that I want. Please give me some of that. Let's see. Also, I mentioned over the weekend I have been playing some Final Fantasy XIV. Coupled in with getting through that, I also started a new character class, because that's one of the cool things about 14 is, like, you have your character, but then you can switch classes at any time, and then it's almost like you're just leveling a new character, even though it is that same character. And I started a Dark Knight. I think over in our chat, somebody had mentioned that they had finished the Dark Knight storyline, because each class also has a set storyline as you level all the way up through the levels. And they said the ending was crazy. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to jump into it. It's tank class again, so I'm kind of playing that role. I have jumped around between like the Black Mage and that kind of over the last year or so, but never really got super far. But right now with my Dark Knight, I am a level 40. And the story there so far, you know, slow going, but I'm really enjoying playing that class because I'm still playing as a tank. So I'm still kind of playing that same role in dungeons and all that. But it's, you know, kind of freshened up the experience because I have all new abilities, all new cooldowns to manage and that. And so I am digging that. The other thing that I actually started playing yesterday morning after I recorded the podcast was, and this kind of came out of nowhere, I don't know what made me want to play this game, but I had seen that Persona 5 Strikers was going to be coming out. And I was like, what is that game? You know, is it like a Persona 5 soccer game? Because immediately my mind went to like Super Mario Strikers, you know, the soccer game. But no, it is a kind of continuation of Persona 5, the RPG, but yet this is almost like more of an action-based. I mean, it's kind of, some people are comparing it to like a Warriors game, you know, like a Dynasty Warriors, but watching some videos on it, they're saying, no, it sure you have kind of your fodder that you're kind of tearing through, you know, when you're attacking in that, but they're actually saying it's almost a lot like Final Fantasy VII Remake in that you actually are managing skills, and even though there are kind of those mindless enemies, you're just kind of swinging and attacking at times, you also then have to slow down every once in a while and take your time and start using your skills like you would in Final Fantasy VII Remake. So I was like, man, like, I've never played Persona 5. This is a continuation. That's the other thing they said. Like, you got to really kind of understand the characters and the world in Persona 5. So I jumped over and downloaded that because it is part of the PS Plus collection if you own a PlayStation 5. And hell, there's even Persona 5 Royal is out, right? Yeah, Persona 4 has Gold, and Persona 5 has Royal. And I hear people all the time talking about that game. And multiple times I've kind of thought about jumping in and picking it up. But it just seems such an odd game. I mean, it is touted as, you know, some of the best. I mean, Persona 4 and Persona 5 are like some of the best RPGs ever, people say. Like, it's just fantastic. But it just seems so weird. And so I jumped in yesterday, and I got to say, like, as strange and odd as it is, like, I was really being pulled in. Essentially, you play just kind of this young school student in Tokyo who ends up being sued by an adult because you punched him in the face because he was assaulting a woman. And so even though you were doing the right thing, they're like, nope, you're this, you know, degenerate. And you move it, you were forced to move in with this shopkeeper, basically. He owns like a cafe, and you live upstairs in his attic. But then the weird thing, and this is what all the Persona games do, this is you play a regular real world character. And at night when you go to bed, you basically go into this metaverse where you have all these demons, and it's kind of like the inner demons of the adults and people, and you basically have to fight them back. But then during the day, you live the life of a school student. So you have a job, you create relationships with the characters, you have to, you know, like, I know in Persona 5, I mean, I haven't done it yet, but you're at one point you're going to like the batting range to build up your strength. You got to commute to school, so you have to like read books. That's how you're like building your schools or your skills. And what they do is they kind of put you on this timetable where, you know, they give you this set thing of like, you have to take out this palace, I think is going to be the first thing I'm going to have to do, which is like a dungeon basically in the game. And you have a set of days you have to do it in, because it actually is kind of running on a calendar. So it's like, you got 15 days to do this. So at night, you make progress in the dungeon, and then you get pulled out for the day, and you live the day, prepare, build yourself up, and then go back in at night, and you have to complete it within those 15 days. Very strange, very odd. Sounds crazy when you think about it. It's like this action, not really action. I mean, it is a turn-based RPG at night, but then during the day, it's like a life simulator. And I think the life simulator part is what kind of always turned me off, you know, kind of reading about that. But being in it now, the style this game has, it has kind of like this smoky jazz soundtrack throughout it. It's very stylistic. I mean, it's almost like you're living an anime, is I guess the best way to phrase it, because all the cutscenes look like you're just watching an anime. And then the world itself seems alive. There's chatter happening all around you constantly. The just the colors of the world pop real well. It really is a really cool, just like neat game. As you're playing it, you're like, this is just cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like you feel like you're just in this cool setting. It's almost like when you watch Cowboy Bebop. Like, it's just, there's something about that anime that is just slick, smooth, and cool, you know, and that's kind of what I'm getting out of Persona. And so I can kind of see why people just love the series, and even more specifically Persona 5. Like, people love it. So we'll see where it goes. I'm kind of now going to be flipping, I think, kind of back and forth between leveling my Dark Knight and 14, because I'm going to let my, you know, I want to play it right now while I have my sub active, because I'm probably, after this month, I might dip out, unless, you know, for whatever reason, I decide to keep playing, if there's some people I'm playing with or whatever. And kind of dip into this Persona 5 and see how it goes. Now, the other thing Persona 5 has, and I haven't even touched this at all, but I know it eventually is going to come, is it almost has like a Pokemon-style collection where when you're fighting enemies, you can actually kind of gather one of them and then use them on your side and use their skills. And you can also even have two of them that you can collect that then you combine into one. So it's also, just imagine like if you were able to take two Pokemon, combine them into one and like utilize both of their skills and probably even get an added skill. So I'm interested to see how this goes and see. And again, hey, it's free, right? It's on PS Plus collection. So, you know, I didn't have to spend any money. I'm just dipping in and runs great on the PS5. I've had no frame rate issues. Loading is pretty quick, which is awesome. So I'm just going to kind of go for the ride with that and just kind of see what it's all about. But all right, guys, well, let's wrap it up there. Like I said, not a ton happening news-wise. So I just kind of threw some things out here with you guys. And, you know, I always love to know what you guys are into right now. What are you reading? What are you playing? What are you watching? Again, hit me on Twitter at Mark Turk, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. Or of course, you can always email the show, theenthuselife@gmail.com. Big thanks to GamerGoo, as always, for supporting the show. You know, GamerGoo is that antiperspirant for your hands. If you have those sweaty controllers and you're tired of it, GamerGoo's got you covered. You can head on over there, check out all the scents, including the new Beach Breeze. And if you are interested in purchasing some, be sure to use my promo code TEL, T-E-L, and save yourself 10% off your order today. Well, guys, have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, I'll catch you next time.